Hi there, it's Jillian, and I want to tell you about Jillian on Love Plus, your way to get even more Jillian on Love each week by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. You can access exclusive bonus episodes with extras including answers to your most burning questions, advice on all things dating and relationships, and much more. Check out the link in the episode description for more information. Hi there, this is Jillian on Love, and I'm on a mission to teach people how to transform their romantic relationships by first transforming the relationship they have with themselves. So whether you are in a relationship or you're single or heartbroken, I've got you covered. I'm Jillian Tarecki, certified relationship coach and teacher with over 20 years experience helping people transform their relationship with themselves through their bodies, breaths, and minds. I have now coached and taught thousands of people to become better versions of themselves and change the way they show up for and within their love lives. Today's episode is titled, How to Get Over Your Toxic Ex. And I get this question a lot. I've worked with a lot of people in getting over toxic relationships. I want to specify, though, that this episode is not about quote-unquote abusive relationships. I mean, I understand, obviously, abusive relationship is also a toxic relationship, but not everyone who's toxic is necessarily abusive. It can be a very fine line. And I did do an episode called How to Break the Cycle of Abusive Relationships. So if that's something that you want to dig a little deeper into, I really recommend that you listen to that one as well. And maybe listening to that episode with this episode together is going to be exactly what you needed, in addition to all my other content on heartbreak. Here's the thing. If we're trying to get over a toxic ex, then what we're trying to do is get over a toxic relationship. And if we're trying to get over a toxic relationship and a toxic ex, we're also trying to reconcile with some of our own unsavory behavior in a relationship, because it takes two to tango. And again, like I said, I'm not talking about abuse. I'm talking about a relationship where it's toxic, it's unhealthy, may have felt very manipulated at times. You may have felt like you weren't given the love that you absolutely deserve. And then typically in toxic relationships, it brings out the worst in us too. And then we start to do things that we're not proud of. And so the way to get over your toxic ex is a few things. Well, first of all, likely if you are experiencing this, you either have been, or maybe you are right now, feeling really angry and maybe at times rageful. And I just want to validate you. That is normal. That's understandable. I would bet that you have a lot of things to be angry about and a lot of things to have rage over. But, or not really a but, it's an and. Right? So, and you want to process those feelings. And I will get to that a little later on in this episode about focusing on these feelings versus not focusing on these feelings. But I want to steer this first in a slightly different direction. And you can apply this to getting over any relationship, even if your ex or the relationship wasn't quote unquote unhealthy or toxic. And here's the truth, because I'm always in this podcast, in Jillian on Love, I am always going to tell you the truth. Relationships are truly the ultimate classroom of self-study. They're like a laboratory of self-study. And sometimes we will learn things about ourselves and learn things about human nature in general as a result of a relationship that's hard to face. It's painful. And we don't want to look. And it can make us feel really down on people and human beings in general and men and women and, you know, whoever you date can just make us feel really down, and it can make us feel really down about ourselves. Any relationship that you had, and let's just stick to a toxic one, an unhealthy one, one in which it felt like there was a lot of push-pull, like there was a lot of drama, a lot of ups and downs, a roller coaster of emotions. 1 minute you're really close, then you're not close. You don't know where you stand. You find yourself wanting to strategize and manipulate to get the person to love you. Your self-worth issues and abandonment issues are very much highlighted. You start saying things and acting out things that you're not proud of, as much as you feel victimized by them at the same time. These relationships are tough because they mirror back to us exactly what we need to look at. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would be the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Like, would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? I know for me, it's different every day, but a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. In fact, time is our most valuable currency. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's really important to you and then make it a priority. So understanding what's important and understanding what your values are is how we start to learn how to manage our time better. And therapy is something that can really help with that. Because therapy, among many things, can be used as a tool to help you discover who you are and what's most important to you. And when we know what's most important to us, then we know how to manage our time better. And if we know how to manage our time better, we feel more accomplished and we feel, in many ways, more fulfilled. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge at all. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/onlove today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/onlove. The hard part, yet crucial part, is that we have to look at these parts of ourselves as objectively as possible and compassionately. And so if you are trying to get over this person, here's some questions to ask yourself. What are the emotional and behavioral patterns that were activated in me in this relationship? What was activated? What were those emotions that were activated? What were some of those behavioral patterns that were activated? What was activated and what was that all about? Where did that actually come from? Is it something that's familiar? Has it happened before? Is it something that reminds you in childhood? You know, and it's like, you don't really have to know the origin of them. Although, you know, it is in the pursuit of self-study and in the pursuit of being a student of life. You know, the more curiosity we can have about ourselves, the better. But you also don't want to get too seduced by trying to figure out where it all came from. You just want to be able to identify, like, what did it activate in me that I don't like, that I don't want to be activated again? How did it stimulate me to behave and act out in ways that I don't want to act out and behave anymore? What did I tolerate that I absolutely don't want to tolerate anymore? What did I tolerate from this person? What kind of behavior did I tolerate that I absolutely cannot ever allow myself to tolerate again? What did I tolerate in myself? Because in order to move on from anyone, We have to understand what it was actually meant to teach us. And we have to, in order to process the intense anger that we might be feeling towards this person, we have to put the lens back on us and aim to really understand ourselves as someone who participated in this dynamic. Because you think that you need to forgive your ex, and you kind of don't. You just have to forgive yourself and forget your ex. And that takes time, but this is part of it. It's like, especially after a toxic relationship, I believe that it is crucial to self-reflect. I don't believe that everyone has to go on some deep inner journey, shamanic journey after every relationship. But when it's a toxic one, it really needs to wake us up. Because if it doesn't wake us up, guess what? We're just going to continue with toxic patterns with just another person. So returning to the question, what did I tolerate that I don't want to tolerate anymore in another person and in myself? And why did I tolerate it? Now, the why did I tolerate it will be a hard question. And it's really just meant to stimulate any self-study around how you feel about yourself. You know, did I tolerate it because that's all I've ever known? Did I tolerate it because I just wasn't modeled healthy love as a child? Did I tolerate it because I'm struggling to like myself, love myself? Did I tolerate it because there was something exciting about it? There was something exciting about getting into these big arguments and then making up afterwards and feeling that elation of the making up. There was something addictive about it. My nervous system got very comfortable with the highs and the lows. And when I felt significant to this person, I felt really significant to them. I felt so important. So as much as I may have felt meaningless to them at times, when I felt important to them, it was like I was on top of the world. Do I tend to gravitate towards drama? If I'm really honest with myself, do I feel bored in life and I don't have enough of adventure in life? And so I use relationships as a way out from the monotony of my life. And I tend to kind of thrive off the drama a little bit. So those are some of the things to consider when you ask yourself, why did I tolerate it? And you can also, to further explore that, you know, what other needs were being met? We do not remain in relationships that are not in some way meeting some of our needs. Maybe it's our needs to feel important. Maybe it's our need for certainty, because as terrible as the relationship might be, to be without it feels even more uncertain. Maybe in some weird way, we really felt connected to this person. I mean, I don't know anyone who's ever remained in an unhealthy / toxic relationship where it wasn't underscored with some deep quote-unquote connection that these two people felt for each other. Oftentimes, it's a sexual connection that's sort of masquerading for something deeply emotional. But either way, there's some sort of bond, right? That's sort of where trauma bond comes from. There's some inexplicable chemical bond there. When really, I mean, we say that, but that's also one of the ways that we lie to ourselves. I'm not saying that that connection isn't there. We start to be hypnotized by it and thinking that it is something more special than it actually is. And you can say, what did I do? What did I say? What did I act out that I don't want to do anymore? What did I do or say or act out that is beneath my character of who I know myself to be and incongruent, out of alignment with my value system? Because here's the thing, when we do things that are not in alignment with our value system, and by the way, we will do that Because when we feel desperate enough just in life, the most important thing when we're in survival mode is to meet our needs. And living according to our values is almost a luxury because we almost have to be out of survival mode to live in according to our values. However, paradoxically, since relationships are filled with paradox, when we learn to live more according to our values, we can also slowly get out of survival mode. So when we're in this sort of mini survival mode that happens to both people when they are in a toxic dynamic is everything becomes about me, 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 I, how can I get my needs met? Because we're in survival mode. We're not thinking about anyone else. And so we kind of throw our standards out the window. We throw our values out the window. And it's the worst feeling. It's like a soul deep pain. But I'm here to tell you that everyone has acted out of alignment with their values. Everyone has been in survival mode before. Everyone has thrown their values out the window for a relationship. But coming home to yourself is learning how to get clear about what those values actually are. Because oftentimes when we get into toxic relationships, we don't even know what our values are. It's only when we reflect on the relationship and why it's so hurtful that we start to think, oh yeah, like that's not who I want to be. This episode is brought to you by Miracle Made. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? I know for me, if I get too hot when I sleep, it is a wrap. I just get insomnia, basically. And if you wake up too hot or too cold, I recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. It's so cool. And I know lots of people who've gotten them from listening to this ad, and everyone says it's fantastic. It really is. It's inspired by NASA. It's inspired by NASA, and it uses silver-infused fabrics that makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. And did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? So nasty. It can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy noses. It's just, like I said, it's gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. So go to trymiracle.com/Jillian to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo Jillian at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Jillian and use the code Jillian to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Jillian to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by Base. We have all been there trying to fit everything we think we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. I know I've been there. With Base, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip, no problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes, bring them all with Base. In the case of traveling, actress and model Shay Mitchell is just like any one of us looking for ways to travel with a breeze. And that's why she created Base, the perfect luggage that's fashionable and functional. If you have any trips planned in the next few months, you do have to check out Base. Seriously, I feel like every time I went to the airport before I started using Base, I would notice their bags, like the Weekender or their suitcases, and would be like, okay, next time, that is going to be me. I am going to travel much more smartly because they look very easy to use and they're sleek. And so I know it's for me, and I can confidently say these things will make your life infinitely better. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/Jillian. Go to basetravel.com/Jillian for 15% off your first purchase. That's Beis, B-E-I-S, travel.com/Jillian. So a really critical step after this sort of personal inventory that you take about yourself and the relationship is, who do I want to be in a relationship? What would showing up as my highest self, at least most of the time, because, you know, we're all human, we'll mess up and kind of act like a kid once in a while, not in a good way, just kind of part of being human. But if you were to ask yourself, what would showing up as my highest, wisest, most mature, value-driven self, what would that look like? Who would she be? Who would he be? How would I behave? What kind of person would I choose to spend my life with? How would that person be different than the person who I am trying to get over and move on from and not feel so tethered to because I'm so angry? Because to move on means we have to start rewriting the script of what we want our next relationship to be like. So how will you show up differently? Who do you want to be in a relationship? What values do you really want to come to the table with? Like if you meet someone new and they need to know what your values are, what are the values that you're saying that this is what I come to the table with? What are the values that you want to become the value system of your relationship? Meaning like, what are the values that like you must share with someone else? Because every relationship has its culture, has its own culture. It has its own ecosystem. And to be in relationship more consciously, more awake, more self-aware, not perfect, not holier than thou, not spiritual bypass, just more mindful. And we want to create that kind of conscious bond with someone else. It's like, okay, what are going to be the values that define and represent our relationship? Because here's the thing. Your only concern, no matter what the outcome of is a relationship, no matter how toxic they were or were not, your only concern must be your own behavior. Just like my only concern has to be my own behavior. Your dignity, your integrity, your grace, your character, because our egos will convince us to retaliate, to even the score, and to self-protect so it doesn't get hurt. But how someone treats you reflects their own level of consciousness. If someone is treating you shitty, trust me, they feel shitty about themselves. And we will all behave badly at various points in our lives and within perhaps more than one relationship. But our aim must be to show up the way we know in our bones we must show up so that we can ultimately look in the mirror and be at peace with ourselves. And it is never too late to start this. This relationship was a classroom. You're a toxic ex. Believe it or not, was your teacher. You don't have to bow down to this teacher. They're not your guru. You don't have to even thank them if you're not ready to thank them or ever thank them, but they are still a teacher. Every romantic relationship, good, bad, difficult, situationship, it's all a mirror. And we will always be forced to look at ourselves, or we can always decide to deny that the mirror is there. And sometimes we won't like what we see because, like I said, it'll indicate where we may have a lot of work to do. But someone who is really good for you and you're really good for them, you're going to reflect something else for each other. You're going to show them and they're going to show you love. This person will see aspects of you that you never consciously have seen in yourself, good parts, beautiful parts. And when you are in a solid relationship, you learn how to appreciate yourself more through the eyes of this person. And so one of my definitions of a toxic relationship is the mirror that is being held up for both people is just a mirror that's constantly showing you your negative side, where your work is. Now, even in a healthy relationship, we're going to have to face ourselves because guess what? You could be with an amazing person who's right for you and you can mess it all up. We can all do that. If we don't do the work, we will sabotage. This is why we have to be able to look at ourselves when we're feeling really angry at our ex and be like, I never want to do that again. So what do I have to do to make sure that that never happens again? I have to see the lessons. I have to self-reflect. I have to do a little self-study. I have to get curious. And that's really, really important. And what's also important is that you understand that the whole reason behind this experience was really meant to fortify you and your determination to break patterns and to move forward. You need to learn how to forgive yourself and forget them. So you have to feel those feelings. You have to process those feelings. But when you feel consumed with the anger, the rage, or anything like that, that's making you feel unable to move on, guaranteed you are focusing on anywhere between 1 and 3 very specific memories. And you are focusing on it and focusing on it. And you are trying to, you know, it's like if you could go back in time and like maybe you're even having a whole conversation with them about it and what you would do differently. And maybe you're feeling all sorts of like horrible thoughts that we all feel doesn't make you unique, that you just want to like get revenge and hurt them and whatnot. And it's like that sort of like rage sort of infiltrates our system like a toxic virus. And what you have to do, I validate it. You know, I have to say, I validate it, been you. It's totally part of the process. But when you feel stuck there, which is what I am addressing today, you have to stop focusing on that thing. Because if they're your ex, they are not your concern anymore. And you just have to replace it with, why did I let that happen? And then what's going to happen is that then you're going to get really angry at yourself, but you are going to keep giving yourself a lot of love and a lot of compassion and a lot of curiosity. And you're going to really become your own coach and your own psychologist in that moment where you're digging and trying to understand, why did I tolerate that? What did that activate in me? Did whatever that activated in me, is that old? Is that new? How did I contribute to this? It's like, it's such a fine line. You want to do that self-study, but you really have to challenge yourself to look to the future and make a decision that you're just not going to do that again. That's really, really important. Super, super important. Because there really is no amount of chemistry that could ever make up for the hell that is guaranteed if we remain in a relationship with someone with whom, you know, we're bonded on a very toxic level. Have to take accountability, have to look inward. That's part of choosing yourself. When the chemistry is so strong that we lose our mind, we throw all our standards out the window, we throw our values out the window, then we're just headed into a storm of insecurity, self-neglect, unmet needs, not being our highest selves. Your job, just like it's my job, is to be the protector of your heart, the protector of your boundaries, the protector of your values. And you have to challenge yourself to be that protector. But you also can't keep focusing on what they should have done differently. And we get very, very caught up in a victim mentality. Again, I'm not talking about abuse, but we can get really trapped there and we forget that we were drawn to them And that is what you need to heal within yourself, is cutting ties with the parts inside of you that would even be drawn to a relationship like that. But the only way to cut ties is to really understand what needs were being met, why you were doing it, what it activated in you emotionally. And then you choose to rewrite the script. You learn about what your values are. You learn about what it is that you want to bring to the table in your next relationship. And you stop focusing on those stories about them. You stop focusing on that narrative. You stop focusing on this particular thing and wishing that you did it differently. And, you know, you want their revenge. They mean nothing anymore. And your greatest revenge, by the way, is just focusing on you and getting to the point where if you were to meet your ex today, you wouldn't even be attracted to them. And that is the best feeling ever. You focus on you raising your level of consciousness so that, like I said, if you were to meet your ex again, there would be no chance of any sort of trauma bonding with them because they would just not be on your level. And so just remember that they were a scared kid in the relationship, just like you were. And they were acting from their ego, just as likely you were. And if they were really terrible, and they could have been really awful, you're free now. So it's up to you to decide what you are going to do with this freedom. And I just hope that you focus on two things: who you're going to choose next time, and really, really focus on someone's character and who you're going to show up as and who you want to be in a relationship. And start writing it down, because when we have a hard time getting over someone, we are tethered to the past. And even though the magic is in the present, sometimes what gives the present moment magic is preparing for the future. So get to the drawing board. Start writing down about your next relationship, who you want to be, what are some of the things you have to heal in yourself, what are the boundaries that you have to have, not only with another person, with yourself, such as deal breakers, like, I am no longer going to go for this. I'm going to figure out a way to not let this define my future relationship. I am going to see this as the greatest lesson ever. I'm going to learn the lesson. I'm going to see this person as the person who taught me who the right person is really for me. I'm going to see them as the wrong person who taught me who the right person is. And I'm going to see this as the person who woke me up to some things that I needed to wake up to within myself. And I'm going to transform this into a journey of self-discovery, of freedom, and of change. Anyway, I hope this helps. This is just one aspect of how to get over a toxic ex. And really what I talked about today is rewriting the story. The only way to rewrite the story is to make it so that we become the hero of the story. And that kind of self-study and that kind of determination to raise our level of awareness, consciousness, and maturity is how we become the hero of the story of our toxic ex relationship. So as always, if you know anyone who you think could benefit from this episode, please do not hesitate to share, because you just never know whose life you could be changing by sending them an episode. And I am so grateful for you all, and I am always trying to teach on a vast array of romantic relationships, from heartbreak to singles to being in a relationship. But I always want to hear from you, because I take requests from listeners. That's what I base it on. So please do not hesitate to reach out to me and my team at hello@jillianonlove.com. And until next time, thanks for listening. Jillian on Love is a Q Code production. Executive produced by David Henning and Steve Wilson. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Editing and music by Will Tendy.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.